Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. Well, I can fight. As long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off a log, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The nominees for the 2011 Grammy Awards were announced last night. And this artist, Eminem, was leading the pack with 10 nominations, including the big one, Album of the Year. But to get it, he's going to have to beat out a pretty eclectic crowd. The winners will be announced on February 13th, and joining us to discuss the nominees is Chris Richards, music writer for The Washington Post. Chris, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So the Album of the Year nominees, in addition to Eminem, who else do we have on the short list?
Well, we've got The Arcade Fire with The Suburbs, an album that I appeared on Soundcheck to talk about how much I disliked, if you remember.
Yes, I do remember. You've been proven wrong, Mr. Richards.
We'll see on February 13th, John. And then we also have Lady Antebellum, the country group, with their album Need You Now, Lady Gaga's The Fame Monster, and Katy Perry, Teenage Dream, two pop albums that have been pretty hard to avoid in 2010.
Now, I mean, what does it say that you have a country act, these two highly visible pop albums, the sort of the leader of the indie rock, all kind of sharing space, rubbing elbows on this list?
I think it's a healthy thing to see. I think a lot of people look to the Grammys as sort of a barometer for where pop music is at today, trying to take in the temperature of what's out there and what's available. And I think that this year the nominees are pretty relatively eclectic across the top categories, especially for Album of the Year.
All right.
For sure. So, yeah.
Chris Richards from The Washington Post with us from their studio in D.C. Eminem's Recovery. Is that an apt title for that album? Is it really a recovery for him with all these Grammy nods?
It's certainly a recovery for his career. I mean, not to say that he ever really went away, but he definitely – it seems like Eminem is on a definite victory lap right now.
Yeah.
This album has sold over 3 million copies. He's nominated for the most Grammys that he's ever been ever in his career, although he has gotten Grammy love since 2000. So he's been in the mix for a while. But this year with 10 nominations, it's the most he's ever received. And it's kind of like a high career point for him, I think, in the industry's eyes.
While we are looking, of course, at Album of the Year, because that's the big one, there are a couple of other really interesting categories. One of them is Best New Artist. Which is always kind of an interesting, I mean, what is a new artist? One of the people on that list is Esperanza Spalding, who Soundcheck listeners have been hearing in our studio for like 3 or 4 years, but she's up for Best New Artist.
Lousy days, you're the winter. And turn to confetti, brown and orange. I know soon you'll come take the whip of the wind.
So that is Esperanza Spalding and Winter Sun, a somewhat quixotic choice for Best New Artist. She's one of the nominees. Chris, do you think this will boil down to Drake versus Justin Bieber, though?
I think so. The other nominees are Florence and the Machine and Mumford and Sons, and I do feel this is a race between, you know, these Canadian superstars who have invaded us from the North. Bieber and Drake are going to be battling it out.
What?
And I think Bieber has the advantage right now.
Okay. What about Kanye? We're not seeing or hearing too much of him on the
telecast.
Yeah, where
is Kanye? That's a great question. Where is Kanye? Well, he's having a huge year right now. His album has been critically acclaimed across the board. It's my favorite record of this year. And so where is he? Well, it turns out that the eligibility period for the Grammys for this year is between September 1st, 2009 and September 30th, 2010. So his album was released after that, not eligible till 2012. And the same goes for Taylor Swift, whose album Speak Now has gotten lots of love as well. But won't be eligible till 2012 as well. So,
but
Kanye's we'll
not
to wait for both them.
Kanye's not completely shut out, Chris, because Power,
exactly,
Power,
correct,
the single, is up for what? Best Rap.
You got it right. Yes, I believe that. I believe that's correct. Power is nominated as a single, and that was released obviously before the deadline. So he is in the mix, but not maybe as much as we'd expect him to be. But Taylor is not nominated for anything, so she won't be there at all.
But Kanye, very much a contender in the category of Best Rap Solo Performance.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power.
All things Kanye, except on the Grammy telecast last night. A telecast, Chris, for a nomination show? What do you make of that?
They really have to straight out the hype on this thing. No, I know, but they want to build the excitement early, and we're buying right into it, John, by talking about it right now. But
yes, we are.
But I think people are excited about the Grammys, and they've seemed to be a little more in touch, I feel, with like the regular pop consumer, more so than they had been in recent years. You know, I remember Herbie Hancock won an album of the year a couple of years back, and it just felt like a real strange, like, really? This is an album that a lot of people seem excited about. Taylor Swift seemed like this really populist choice last year for album of the year, and I think this is kind of a continuation of the recording industry really trying to connect with fans, especially in a time when the recording industry is struggling. So I think in terms of going back to your first point about the variety of artists in these categories, I think that's a part of it.
Well, and I just want to give a quick shout out to the Americana category. Listen to this list of nominees: Robert Plant, Roseanne Cash, Los Lobos, Willie Nelson, and Mavis Staples. When do we find out who wins?
It'll be on February 13th at the Staples Center. And I wonder if Mavis has this one tied up. Everyone's been really excited about that record.
It is a great record. Wrote a Song for Everyone is the name of this track. And we've been speaking with Chris Richards, music writer for The Washington Post from their studios in D.C. Chris, nice to talk to you again.
Hey, pleasure as always. Thank you.
Wrote a song for everyone. Wrote a song.
Still to come, live music from the English band Stornoway, playing songs from a new album called Beachcomber's Windowsill. That's coming up next on Soundcheck.